This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. This interview is one in a series CIFA Radio 88.7 FM is conducting ahead of the federal 2025 election occurring April 28th. Our aim is to make a reasonable effort to showcase each candidate running in the Prince George Cariboo riding and the Prince George Peace River Northern Rockies riding, which both intersect our community of Prince George Clathie-Tenay. The intention of the series is to give each candidate an opportunity to share their goals and objectives for their respective ridings and give the audience a sense of who these people are. The following has been edited for clarity and brevity. Joining us in CIFA Radio Studios today is Peter Jenga, who is running for the Prince George Peace River Northern Rockies riding for the Liberal Party of Canada. Federal election is coming up, April 2025. Thanks so much for joining us in studio today. I appreciate you making the time to come up here and join us. To my understanding, you've been spending roughly 2 weeks here in Prince George.
That's correct.
Getting your name out. And typically, your home base is in Nanaimo, but you're here.
That's right, correct. Now. Yeah.
And does anything other than the election itself bring you up to Prince George? Or is this primarily just to do some canvassing, campaigning? Where are you headed next? What's the story there?
Well, I started planning to come to Prince George about 6 months ago. And even I'm selling my house, which is in Nanus Bay, near just next to Nanaimo, so that I can come and buy a house here or a property to be part of this community. But right now, the critical issue is this election to ensure that we elect the correct people for the people.
Where do you see yourself on the left to right political spectrum? And where do you see the Liberal Party of Canada on that left to right political spectrum? Left, right, center left, center right, middle.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about right or left. What I want to see or to talk about is representing people the way they want. If you go far right, if you go very far left, there are people you are living in between. So the best thing is to balance the two, represent the people the way they want, right? Critical issues come, you solve according to that scenario. Situation management. You see the situation, you try to manage it.
For your intentions, your aspirations politically, the Liberal Party of Canada fit that philosophy the best.
Yeah, okay. That's what they do. They don't go far left, they don't go far left. They come in and they don't ignore them. They take what they say or what they want, and the others what they want, they try to balance, because it's a balancing. You got to take care of everybody. Whether you are left or right, you are a citizen of Canada.
Were you asked by the party to run, or did you put your name in? How did that come about? How
did you get involved? You got to apply. Everybody got to apply. Not many people, not unless you are there. If you are an MP, Member of Parliament, then you are given that chance. But and somebody else is free to challenge you. So our party is open. Gotcha. But I applied.
Your background, you're a realtor, buying and selling a property, real estate, that kind of thing. I'm going to assume that gives you a perspective on the housing situation that is happening not only here in BC, but across the country. This is a hot topic.
It is, especially when we talk about the tariffs which are coming. I have been multifaceted in my career. I have been an accountant. I have taught in university colleges like Quantrin. 2 years I've been there. And I've got a charity which I run for the last 12 years. But it helps people here in Canada, homeless people. In Kenya, I've got an orphanage which helps the children in Africa, in my homeland where I was born. But now my homeland is in Canada here, in BC. So, yes, I'm selling properties. But the most important thing of me going to the real estate is to understand and to know what is happening to the real estate. It affects everybody. But now we are talking about the election.
One of the first things I wanted to ask you about was a big hot topic. Everybody's talking about, all the parties have inserted the issue of sovereignty. This is a big, messy topic. But when we're looking at the Prince George Peace River Northern Rockies District, what are we looking at as far as the voice you would carry to Ottawa in regards to what we can bring to the table and what you think the priority should be for our district?
Yeah, let's first of all talk about the leaders. You are talking about the Canada, which you belong. It's just like somebody coming to say, I want your home. You don't give it. So Mark Carney, our Liberal Party leader, he is very, very qualified person in diplomacy, in economics, and in finance. So the approach already he has done, practically we have seen, he has made the President of the United States to start respecting Canada. And that's what we want. That's what he wants. And that is good for the country. So the priorities have been already written by the party, our party. It includes helping especially the lumber industry, which is a critical industry here in this region. And I think this riding, it is better off if it votes a Liberal party, a Liberal candidate, to support Mark to handle the tariff issue, because it is affecting us, and it is affecting our lumber industry. Trump is looking at it in a very, very difficult way. We need somebody like Mark Carney who will be able to address it, to protect our industry. And this industry, it employs 50,000 people. So it is a very good industry to be supported. It's very good because, for one, if we can protect the forestry industry, it eases the issues of construction of the houses. And everybody wants a residence. So I think that's a major thing here, in addition to reducing the homelessness. I've been an advocate of reduction of homelessness. If you review what I do or what I say, that's one of the things which I believe should be done. The industries, yeah, it will come, whatever will happen, if Liberal Party, if Mark Carney is given the chance to lead this country, it will be something which will be very good. The other party, though, we have been listening, the leader of the, of the opposition of Conservatives, he has been saying how broken the Canada is. We are not broken. So right now, we are a very strong country and we want to be more stronger.
In addressing housing and homelessness, these two things, there's a big overlap. There's a lot to be done to address it. When it comes to actually getting more housing on the table, do you feel that is something that would be best done through incentivizing private industry to address that gap? Or is it more of a social housing program that could address that gap, or some combination?
I think, and also I think Mark Carney is coming in, if you try to see what he is doing, is kind of balanced economics. He is balancing the two. We need housing to be done by the private sector, yes, but also the government is chipping in to encourage the construction of the low-income people, and also we cannot hold it only there. It is a whole spectrum of the community. Can you afford this? If you cannot afford this, can we facilitate you to buy a home? Like, for example, right now, if you are a first-time buyer of a house, you are not going to pay GST, right? Which is a major thing. And by the way, Mark promised to help construction of housing, new modern houses, prefabricated, to address things like that. So he is forward thinking about what can be done. Mm-hmm. And he's actually going forward with an action of giving funding. So I think it will be good to, I'm not saying perfect, but it will be better than before. That's what I think. Also, the programs he has already announced. I don't need to go through it now because everything is written. He's addressing this squarely, and I support him. I'm here because I know he is a good leader. And I would request everybody in this region, in Prince George, Peace River, Northern Rockies, please give Mark Carney a chance. Vote for him, and you will see some kind of good development coming up.
The Liberal Party's stance on development, resource development, forestry mining, et cetera, it's fairly pro-business, and encouraging market economics is kind of a part of the platform, and there's skilled hands at play within the party. My question to that, though, is within our region, Prince George, Peace River, Northern Rockies, Riding, we have a lot of the raw materials in that. And when we're looking at developing them, there's a lot of stakeholders. We have First Nations groups. We have municipalities, farming communities. There's a lot of different players on the scene. And relationship building is such a critical part of getting a project to move forward and to ultimately be successful. In your view, what would your role be in moving things forward in order to spur development and further help along some of the other issues that are around to fund healthcare, housing, the myriad of issues that you would have to deal with as a representative?
Yeah, the key word is facilitation. Facilitate to talk with the people here in the riding and communicate what actually they want in Parliament. Now, if you don't have a good, strong, and well-informed member of Parliament, you get nothing, right? But if you have got somebody who is forward-driven, somebody who is very well versed with economics, finances, accounting, and also somebody who is actually helping the community, like homeless people, like orphans, wherever they are. It means I've got what it takes to represent this riding in a very good way. So facilitation, talking with the community, and having forums like now. The university have got their own forums, everybody have got forums, and then come together and understand each other. We want this. So I'm not coming to say what they want. They will tell us, or they will tell me what they want, and then represent them.
When we're looking for political leadership, yes, we want to look at each party's platform, see what they're about, and look at that as a foundation of what we can expect from their term if they're elected going forward. But also, in this dynamic environment where it seems like the rules of the game are changing, where forces like climate change are influencing our day-to-day lives in unexpected ways with really large environmental challenges, are you willing to pivot and change aspects of that platform when it looks as though the original options may not be the best way forward or out of an issue?
Yeah, again, it's a question of looking at it and seeing what can be done best. What have we done in the past? And what can we do now to improve the situation? There's that thing we call SWOT analysis. You consider the strengths and weaknesses and opportunities and threats of this, because now you are talking about the threats of the climate. It involves the rivers swelling. It involves fires. It involves storms. And it's a complicated issue. And I think Mark Carney is on it. The policy, he'll bring it, and I think it will be good. I hope, and please allow me to ask the residents of this riding to come forward and support us. The issue of the former that I got to vote for conservatives, I cannot vote for this, is good to change the dynamics, change the way things are, so that changes helps to consider changing from conservatives to vote liberal and see whether there'll be a change now or in the next 4 years compared to what has happened in this riding for the last decade, because it has been represented by conservatives. What did they do? I am promising that the Liberal Party will look forward and help this riding. So please vote for Mark Carney, vote for Liberals, and vote for me if you can. Thank you.
Peter Jenga, joining us here in CFIR Radio Studios in Prince George, B.C., on UMBC campus, representing the Federal Liberal Party for the Prince George, Peace River, Northern Rockies riding. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CFIR Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.